Four main e-commerce challenges for startups in 2020. The e-commerce is booming and it's experiencing the surge of new entrants who wants to tap into the milk and honey of the industry and make a name for themselves, says Abdul Fares. Access to a wide pool of consumers without geographical boundaries. Millions of consumers making their mobile devices as the first go-to when the need to make purchase arise. It is no surprise that entrepreneurs are digging traditional retail to online retails. Global e-commerce sales are to reach a staggering $21.00 trillion by the end of 2019. What does this tell you? There are still emerging attractive markets that can be explored and businesses are diving in to take advantage of what the sector has to offer. However, problems are looking ahead. Abdul Fares, the brainer of renowned e-commerce business, is equipped with the knowledge and experiences to explain the e-commerce challenges that newcomers might likely face. Let's take a look at e-commerce challenges for startups in 2020. Fighting to survive in a highly competitive environment, competition with the e-commerce behemoths such as Amazon, eBay, Walmart will pose major problems. These giants have the highest market share and they have already won the heart and trust of the many consumers worldwide. They have what it takes in terms of finance, advertisements, and promotions, brand credibility and reputation to knock down any new entrant without a strong foundation. Not only the big brands, there are still billions of e-commerce businesses competing with your product or services worldwide and is the biggest e-commerce challenge for startups. Unless an e-commerce startup has got beyond the box product to offer, with good financial backing, thriving in this environment might be a challenge. Consumers will likely not trust new e-commerce businesses with the rise in security issues. Consumer trust and confidence in startups and online retails in general experience a fall. The fear of online fraud and money transactions are the driving force of most people from online retails to offline ones. Moreover, consumers making purchases online are likely to buy with big brands with good credibility than those that are just starting out. The good thing, there has been advancement in e-commerce technology to provide security and ensure consumers' data are safeguarded. Marketing and advertisement to get and retain customers are expensive. Marketing and advertisement is a powerful tool for success in an e-commerce business. Even if you get the most sought-after goods, without advertisements, no one will be aware of what you have got to offer. However, digital marketing is getting expensive every time. After most of the capital has been spent on developing the web to display your product, what is left might not be enough to carry on with advertisements. Inefficient marketing strategies should be made a priority and companies must include it in their initial plan and budget, says Abdul Fares. Moreover, you can offer discounts, coupons and to attract consumers and boost sales. Keeping tabs of the trends with the growing e-commerce business comes the innovations, technologies, and trends shaking up the whole space. Newcomers who are still trying to carve out niche and make some profit can find this new addition daunting. These trends, if not sometimes expensive, require know-how. The shakers of the industries are also providing multi-channel avenues to consumers to easily make a purchase and boost sales. Mobile applications and other multi-channel selling is the thing of the day, which new entrants can find expensive. Businesses can partner the right technological advanced ones to avail of the benefits. Keeping up with the trends is one of the ways to stay in the game. Conclusion: these e-commerce challenges provided by Abdul Fares are not to scare you, but to prepare you to brace up for what lies ahead in 2020.